Well, hello and welcome once again to another Battle Site for Christ radio broadcast right here on the Just Jesus Network. What a joy it is. What a privilege it is to just put out the Word of God and let people deal with it according to their own will. Oh, we got a very special message for you today. In fact, it's part one of part two. Why you hate fundamentalists, or why you love being a fundamentalist? That's not the title of the message, but that's what it's all about. The message title is When Two Worlds Collide. When Two Worlds Collide. Let's have a short prayer and then we'll get into the Word. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for this opportunity you've given me to bring forth this message. I pray, Lord, you will give me utterance that people may understand what is being said today, that their ears would be unstopped, Lord. And Lord, when all is done, when all is said, Lord, I pray you'll be pleased, and that the listener, Lord God, would understand a little bit more about what you are all about. For I ask it in Jesus' name, his wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Okay, when two worlds collide, and they do collide, you'll soon find that out. You know, it used to be a long time ago when everybody who believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, at least in my way of thinking, and I always thought it was this way, that, everybody was a fundamentalist. I didn't know the difference between a fundamentalist and someone who just believed. You know, it was all kind of like, what does that have to say? I really got to study that, and I'm glad that it was that way, because I learned a lot on the way up through the ranks, you might say. The final rank, of course, being, glory, glory, yes, believing in the cross, and knowing for sure that one day I'll be in his presence. A long time ago. It seems that, most back then, everybody believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, I say they did anyway, but to me it seemed they were all fundamentalists. It's a big word, fundamentalist, and I didn't quite grasp what it really meant until I get into the meat of the word, as it were. A fundamentalist, well, simply means we stand for the fundamentals of Scripture. That's plain enough, isn't it? Yeah. We stand for the fundamentals of Scripture. What does Webster have to say about it? He says, essential, primary, one laying stress on belief in literal and verbal inspiration of the Bible. Now, let me repeat that. Essential, primary, one laying stress on belief in literal and verbal inspiration of the Bible. That's what it means, a fundamentalist, according to Webster. And I ain't going to handle that any further, okay? But when I'm finished with the message, you'll get a better grasp of it, all right? So, the alternate question to what is a fundamentalist would be, what or who is not a fundamentalist? See, some people just take it for granted that they're fundamentalists if they believe in God. Well, not necessarily so. Well, if a fundamentalist is one who stresses their belief in the literal and verbal inspiration of the Bible, then a non-fundamentalist would have to be someone who does not believe in the verbal and literal inspiration of the Bible, right? Right and wrong, you know. Proof positive, no proof at all. Or no proof at all, proof positive. That's the way it is. You are or you are not. Simply put, if you are not a fundamentalist, then you do not believe in the literal and verbal inspiration of God's Word. Okay? And, well, here's the kicker. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Okay, write this down now. You may need to read it over and over and then ask yourself if you're really going to heaven, okay? Here it is. If you don't believe in the literal and verbal inspiration of God's Word, the Bible, then you cannot possibly be saved in the conventional way. And you are on your way to a literal fiery hell. You cannot be saved. You cannot go to heaven. You are of your father, the devil. Now, this is all if you don't believe in the literal and verbal inspiration of God's Word. That's plain enough. Now, you can argue all you want. All you want. But it makes no matter to me except you have my sympathy and my prayers, if you want my prayers. A fundamental is a basic essential. It is that which makes something work. At home, I tend to the fundamentals of my everyday life. At work, when I was working, I used the fundamentals of my training and experience to do a good job. Now, listen carefully to the next part. I used to be a Roman Catholic. Whoa, he was a Roman Catholic. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I used to be. Today, I'm a fundamentalist Baptist who believes in the literal and verbal inspiration of the Bible. And believe me, there's no similarity to the two. Because as a Catholic, I was told never to read the Bible. Could never interpret it. Okay? Now, the fundamentals tell us that every man, woman, and child is born under the curse of sin. Okay? Why? Because we are all in Adam. All in Adam. Are you with me? Hang in there. It gets worse. The fundamentals of the Bible tell me that as a believer in Christ, all my sins are under His blood and that I can believe in His finished work at Calvary. Or rather, if I believe in His finished work at Calvary. That He suffered and bled and died and rose again on the third day. Always throw in that rose again on the third day. That's ultra important. If He hadn't arisen, we wouldn't be able to rise with Him. Hey, be all for naught. As we'll throw it in the garbage. The fundamentals of the Bible tell us this. Fundamentals also tell us that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He had no brothers and sisters, no sisters, none of that. He's the only begotten of God. The fundamentals of the Bible also tell me that I can never lose my salvation. There's a little bit of a problem there with some people. I don't have a problem with it. I know. God giveth, God taketh away, except for salvation. When He giveth your salvation, He'll never take it away. You know why? Because He knows what you're going to do from one day to the next. He knows who's going to be saved and who isn't. You might say, well, if He knows, then what chance have I got? I may have been predestined not to be saved. Well, that's your business. If you want to act foolish about it, that means God knew that you'd have that attitude. Personally, I don't have that attitude. I heard a long time ago that I had to give my life over to Christ and believe what happened at Calvary, and I did so. And when I did so, I just didn't do it and say, okay, that's it, out of my way, I got to get back to my job. No. When I did so, I had a change in my heart. I had a desire to want to know more about God's Word. I got to know Him better through prayer. I did. For one thing, a fundamentalist, you can never, as a fundamentalist, you can never lose your salvation. And no man can pluck it out of your hand. Nor can I jump out of his hand. As if I'd want to, eh? Yeah. Because if I did, then I was never in his hand to begin with. Now this is, seems like a whole lot of ifs, ands, and buts. But that's what the world's concerned with. That's what it's made up of. Ifs, ands, and buts. And when it comes to religion, I mean, you got lots of those in there. Because everybody seems to think there's a different way to heaven. Well, there's only one, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The fundamentals of the Bible tell me that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of course he did. That's a foregone conclusion. We know that. The fundamentals of the Bible tell me, the Holy Trinity consists of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, that's not hard to understand either, is it? A fundamental in Bible scripture, cannot be denied. A fundamental is what makes Christianity what it is. Without the fundamentals, the basics, there would be no Christianity. God set forth the basics of your salvation and what Jesus Christ was going to do way back the beginning of time. Somewhere between the cross and the switchblade, as some would say, the fundamentals of God's holy word were taken by Satan and changed to non-fundamental. Non-fundamental. Oh, I'm not even going there right now. So, why was that, though? Was it not because people were struggling with God's call for obedience and were looking for some sort of compromise? Oh, yeah, for sure that was going on. Still is. And this is what accounts for some 400 plus different Bibles out there. No two alike. No two exactly alike. The literal 400 different Bibles? Wow. That's hard to envision even, isn't it? They all contain the literal and verbal inspiration of God, they say. Well, I wouldn't believe that either. I really believe the answer lies behind the pulpit. Eh? Behind the pulpit. If a pastor or a preacher will water down the inerrant, inspired word of the living God just so he can gain more money for his coffers and fill more seats in his church building, then he's not preaching the full word of God. In fact, he shouldn't even be there. Exit, door left. Get out. Wow. You know, it's just human misery. It's human misery for churchgoers to hear time and again that you are to separate from the world, that you are to walk circumspectly according to the Scriptures, especially when their Bible says something different. It doesn't fly. It doesn't work. Okay. That's not too hard to understand, is it? Call me a fundamentalist if you want. I am, and I'm glad I am. Because I believe in the inerrant word of God. I'll take it as a blessed compliment. Why? Because that's what I am. That's what I am. I'm a fundamentalist Christian. So what is a fundamentalist? Did I explain it not enough? Well, let's go a little bit clearer, okay? Let's do it a little bit clearer. Fundamentalism. Believe in the inerrancy of the Scripture. That's one. Two, believe in the Word of God. Now let me add this. If the King James Bible is not the true Word of God, then we, myself included, are in big trouble. And we had better find it quickly, or should I say, you had better find it quickly. The virgin birth is a fundamental fact. The substitutionary work of Jesus at Calvary is a fundamental. It happened. The resurrection is fundamental. The deity of Christ is a fundamental. And the second coming of Christ is a fundamental. A fundamental. People, these are all fundamentals. Fundamentalists. They must be adhered to. If not, you had better examine yourself as to whether you are truly saved. If you are truly in the faith. I'm going to read from Scripture here. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy 3 and read several verses here. And I'd like you to please pay attention. Please, these are very important words. 2 Timothy 3, starting in verse 1. Under the heading, "The Coming Apostasy." "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy," stay with me, it goes on, "without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Verse 4, "traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Verse 5, "having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." And verse 9, "but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." As theirs also was. I would advise you to take that, go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and read verses 1 to 13. Read it over and over again. You know why? Because it's fundamentally true. Fundamentally true. You know, in the late 1800s, a group known as the liberals began to question, and they had doubts about God's word. Oh, in response to the liberals, a group of men who were fundamentalists, believed in the Scriptures, determined that they had to make their statement about what they believed is true as far as the Bible is concerned. Meaning that it shouldn't be questioned, but believed and practiced for what it is. They believed in the fundamentals of the faith and did not agree with liberalistic views that question the faith. Which one are you? Are you a fundamentalist? Now, you might just shy away a little bit and say, well, I'm not going to go that far, but I do believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. I do believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I know that I'm going to heaven. But all this other stuff about fundamentalism, I don't think that really matters to me. That's what you're saying or thinking, isn't it? Well, I got news for you. If you omit anything in the Scriptures according as God has placed them there, then you know what? You might as well just go back to the very beginning of your life and start over again. You cannot believe only in what you want to believe and say, that's it, I'm home free. Because God doesn't look at it that way. God wrote His Word, had it written by men, and He brought it forth so that we would know what's in God's mind. And He didn't have these words written just so they could be erased and forgotten or taken out of context. No, He had them written by men He chose. And they were brought to us. For the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. Read it for yourself. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. The Spirit of God will guide you into all truth. But you have to have that one important ingredient in your mind. Truth. Truth. It's fundamental. It's fundamental. Subsequently, there emerged out of the liberal group a new group called evangelicals, to later be called neo-evangelicals. Basically, they did not agree with the confrontational style of the preaching by fundamentalists. They didn't agree. Neither did they agree with separation according to the gospel. Not even the need to witness to the lost or support missions. What in the world's going on here? You know, there are so many splinter groups out there in the world when it comes to religion that they feel, well, as long as I believe in the basics, that Jesus Christ died for my sins, as long as I believe that, it's a goal for me. I'm on my way to glory. I don't have to believe every little word, every concept that the Bible brings forth. I don't have to. All I got to do is believe in the inerrancy of salvation as preached by the cross. And I do. So get out of my face. Let me live my life. Well, is that your attitude? Is that what it's come to in your life? In your home? With your family? Are you teaching them just the fundamentals? And telling them that, well, if you're not sure if something's right or wrong, then just look it up in the Bible. It'll be written there whether it's right or wrong. If you can't find it, don't worry about it. Just pray about it. But don't let the Bible run your life. That's what they're saying. Well, I know what God's saying. Except ye believe, ye shall all likewise perish. That's what He's saying. And if you don't believe in every tot and tittle in that Bible, then you know what? You don't believe in Him. Because God took the time to have these words brought down to earth, that we may be guided by them, through them, onto the day that He takes us home. not to use some out of context, not to say, well, I like this, what God said. Hey, I love that, but I'm not too sure I care about this over here and this other book. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think that applies to me. Well, maybe it doesn't apply directly to you, but I'm talking about the basics, the basics. You're born, ye live, ye die. And there's only one of two places you'll go when you die, and that is either heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. Now, this is part one. Next week, I'm going to bring down part two, and we'll have a little more to bite on, okay? I want to thank you for listening, and I pray you will stay tuned to this radio station, the Just Jesus Network. Oh, there's a lot of good preaching coming your way, and a lot of good music to back it up. If you find anything you don't agree with, well, pray about it. Get the answer from the Bible. Get the answer where it's true. Not the guy next door or the guy down the street. No. Go to the Lord in prayer. Go to the Lord in prayer. I pray you'll do that. I pray that you'll find comfort through God's Word. That you'll tune in again next week, or you can go on my website, tillhecomes.net, Battle Site for Christ. Find all my messages are on there, hundreds of them. Thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.